It's good to see everybody. I know it's been a while since we all been together or whatever, and we're still really not together. But it's still good to see everybody, see everybody's faces, and it's good to be back at church. I know we've had church at the house, and just thankful for the technology we've had to be able to still have church. just let's get together on page 30. Nothing but the blood. If anybody, the ones that has their hymn books, can I make a stand, brother?
Yeah,
let's go ahead and stand.
On page 30. Stand up.
Once again, please stand. Northside Baptist Church, Lord, and just good to see all the church members. And as I know it's been a while, but just thank you for the technology you give us to still somewhat be in touch and get to hear the preaching of Brother Jeff. And just thank you for it, Lord, and just thank you for this weather that you give us this morning and the opportunity to be back to your house, Lord, and just be with the ones that couldn't make it for any other reason, Lord, and just for sickness or any other reason, just be with them. And just thank you for the safety you give us through all this. All this has been going on, Lord, and just there's more importantly, I hope with us having it outside that your word is heard more than just through the ones that are sitting outside listening, Lord, and just hopefully it goes a little further if anybody that's not right and not saved, Lord, and just hopefully that they'll be able to step forward and get saved and get right with you, Lord, and we just thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, y'all may be seated. All right, let's turn to 205. He Keeps Me Singing.
Amen.
Let's sing the first, second, the third, and the fifth one. Oh, no. It's 205.
Yeah. house of the Lord, even if it is outside. Amen. And it's sure a blessing to see everyone. I'm glad everyone was able to be here, be a part of. With that, we're not doing anything unique. I know some of you are going, you know, well, this isn't normal. We should have comfort and convenience, and, you know, we don't want to sweat a little bit. It's amazing. We'll go fish. It's amazing. We'll go hunt. It's amazing what we'll do to make sure that we've got green grass and garden. But yet, when it comes to the things of God, we don't want to stand out. We don't want to sweat. We don't want to perspire. I'd like to remind you about our forefathers. And I know you're going to say, preacher, we've advanced so much from our forefathers. You know, I'm not sure that advance is the right word.
Yeah.
It might be digress. Because, you see, they came, and they came in this idea and this attitude that they were coming to church. They'd sit out all day long. I know they'd bring them a picnic lunch, and their little family would sit over here and have a picnic, but they were at church all day long. And now we're looking, and I'm thankful you're going to come out and sweat with me for an hour, maybe longer if I have long announcements. I haven't got to preach to you for a while, so I'm going to go. But I am thankful to be here, thankful for the opportunity. Do pray. Listen. I know that they've said, well, it's getting better. The numbers don't show that. I don't know how many are paying attention. I write it down at least once a day, and I'm watching and keeping track. Eventually, everyone's going to get it. It's just a fact of life. If they keep adding 1,000 or 800 a day, there's only so many residents in Georgia where you're not going to be one of them. Just a thought. And so be very, very careful. Be very, very cautious. I like our little clusters of people that we have. I believe that we can even promote getting here early because the shade's early. Brother James, I'll set you up over here next week. You and Jacob, we're just going to have to kind of rearrange that a little bit. But I can even draw back a little bit, and we can kind of huddle around the tree. Boy, we'll have it to where we have a tree right in the middle. I think it'll work for a little while. A nice little breeze. I know we just had a ton of rain. I'm not getting any mosquitoes yet. Brother Russell was complaining about the gnats, but I think he's got them all. Amen. And I'm not even worried about that. But praise the Lord. Don't have a whole lot of announcements. Just it's sure good to see everyone.
Amen.
And thankful that we can still have the YouTube. I'm actually recording this audio so that we can put it on a CD. And I'm also recording this to where it's still on YouTube right now, and everyone can still be a part. So I'm thankful for that. Brother Johnny and Sister Hazel and some of those that aren't able to come will still get a CD. And those that didn't feel safe, listen, you don't feel comfortable, stay at home. If you're sick, stay at home. If you're around people that are sick, stay at home. All right, I don't want it. So I'm thankful for that. Well, the only real thing that we have going on this week is Jacob turns 21. He's going to turn 21 years old. Amen. And so I'm thankful for that. So we need to sing happy birthday to Jacob. In fact, I don't have a switch. Anyone got a switch?
Stephen's birthday is yesterday, right?
Yeah, we sang. You didn't see that, brother? We sang happy birthday last week.
Oh, on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, brother.
I thought we were going to do a live performance.
You're a week behind. No, that's a day. That's a belated birthday. That's a happy belated birthday to you.
That's right. That's the first day of the week.
That's right. Amen. That was last week. Amen. So, Jacob, go cut me a switch, son. All right, let's sing happy birthday. You want to stand up here? You're 21. You only have one opportunity to be 21. All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, Jacob. Well, this is the time we normally take up offering, but I appreciate everyone being faithful. If you want, I did put the little bucket there. That's not necessarily for the building fund. If you annotate it on a mission card or an envelope, you say, preacher, I don't have any envelopes. That's all right. Write it on the check. Envelopes cost. Checks are already printed.
Right.
Amen. I write it on the check and just say, it's what I want. So anyway, if you want, there is the jug there for it. And then I'll just take it in, Sister Eder and them. And you don't have to do it right now. You can do it after the service. That's fine. I don't care. But that's what the jug's for. It's not just so we can try to aim at it after a while. Amen. And I'm thankful for y'all coming and being a part of. Amen. Brother Russell, you got another song for us?
Yes, sir.
They get a
hold. All right. Well, let's turn to page 288. I am resolved.
Amen. See one of them, brother? I got one.
Page 288.
Mm-hmm.
another one. You haven't done it in a while. Getting rusty. Sing us another one.
All right. 41.
All right, well, let's go to Sweet By and By, page 41.
Page 41?
Yes. Yep. Page 41.
Songs when you're the only one singing is taking a breath. Because if when you take a breath, it means there's silence. And we all get scared of silence. Amen. Amen. Jacob, there's another chair if you want. Don't get too comfortable, man. Amen. Well, I hope you came looking for a blessing. I don't plan on preaching long. I know it's hot. You say, preacher, are you lying? I don't plan on it. I don't plan on preaching long. It's hot. I'm already sweating. And I caught myself running a few times so that I could get things around. You know, when you think you've got everything together is when you really don't. And Brother Sutton had asked earlier if there was anything he could do to help. I was like, Brother, I don't even know what to tell you to do. I walked into the sanctuary, and I had to stop for a minute. And I go, I know I came in for something. Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Amen. Let's see if I can put my wind protector on. Look at this. Look at this.
Amen. We think. I don't think it's gonna work. I gotta switch mics. Isn't technology great? Look at that. And now I'm really loud. All right, better turn that down a little bit. The neighbor's going to call the police, but. All right, well, praise the Lord. We prayed him to preach, right? 2 Peter chapter number 1, if you would. 2 Peter chapter 1. It is good to be here. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I have missed y'all. I know you've got to see me, but I haven't got to see you. And there's a difference there. There really is. When I can't see you,
I don't know how you're responding. I probably made some of you mad. Maybe a good thing I didn't see you. But I am thankful that we had the technology. Of course, tonight we'll still be on service on YouTube. And also for Wednesday night, I'm trying to figure some things out because we're not going to stop with YouTube. We're going to continue going live with YouTube, be able to, those that aren't able to make it. I know Brother Duke had made, when we had our men's meeting the other day, Brother Duke had made the mention that he really enjoyed it because when he is at work, he is able to tune in and at least watch part of it and be a part of the service. We've got some due to health and other reasons that they're not able. Someone that's on vacation, they can still be part of it. And I like it. We've also had the bus ministry to where they're able to tune in and be a part as well. So I do like, and God has definitely revealed some things to me through it. I'm trying to learn some things. I did go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube user that I was using and make it where we're a Prime member now instead of just a free user, so we won't have the watermarks, and it enables us to do a few more things. Once again, this is a learning process. I only did the month, not the year. Say, preacher, why is that? Because if I don't like it after a month and it doesn't benefit, I only lost $26 and not $200. Amen? And I think that it'll work out better. So we'll be wise with this. Now, I was going to get us some plates. We had learned yesterday. I asked Brother Sutton and Sister Jill Lynn for their business to start getting us some fans around. And they've been diligent about that, and they're working on it. You say, preacher, we're all going to have these battery fans like some of the rich people have? No. No, they're hand fans. Amen. And yet, we found yesterday that paper plates work really well. And so we were going to get smart, and we just ran out of time. We weren't that smart to remember.
But, we got extras.
We were going to get smart and write Northside Baptist Church on them and pass them around so that y'all had a church fan. Amen. But nonetheless, all right, 2 Peter chapter number 1. I'll quit messing with you. 2 Peter chapter 1. If you're there, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I've got 14 verses I'd like to read to you, or the first 14 verses. And then we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll just see. I really don't plan on preaching long because I've only got 2 pages. And Sister Sarah said, oh my. And so we'll be all right. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Let's pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity that we have, Lord. It's a beautiful day, Lord, just to come out and to hear your word, to sing the songs of Zion, Lord, to preach, Lord, to understand the truth of your scripture. And Father, I pray, maybe there's one here today that's lost and undone, and Lord, they're trusting in something that they've done. They're putting some hope in something that's going to fail. But Lord, today they would see their need before it's everlasting too late to come and trust Jesus Christ by faith as the only way of salvation. And Lord, then I pray for the saint. Lord, it's been a long time since we've been together and had church. And yet, Lord, I know that you've given technology. We've been able to never miss a service. And Lord, be able to preach and your word be proclaimed and us be able to come together and communicate. And Lord, it's been great, but yet, Lord, it's been so different. And so, Father, I pray as we come today, Lord, that you would just encourage as only you can. And Father, have your will and way. And I just ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. And by the time we come to 2 Peter, Peter already knows he's at the end of his life. He knows that life is almost over. God has already revealed it to him. Of course, we know in the book of John that Jesus had told him how he was going to die and explained to him his death. And yet, Peter is at this place and he knows that his time on this old earth is about over. And yet there's some things in his life that he hasn't forgotten, some things in the ministry that has not been replaced and has not been forgotten. Now, we come to this time of the year that it's Memorial Weekend, and I know that there's some churches that they're having big memorial services, and to me this is a big memorial service. We're able to come together and we're going to remember what church was like. But may I remind you that God has a desire for us to not to forget some things. And Peter even mentions this. In fact, in verse number 12 and 13, he says it twice, to put you always in remembrance. In verse number 13, he says there to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. He says, look, as long as I'm in this old tabernacle, as long as I'm still here on this earth, I want to go ahead and proclaim the truth, and I want to go ahead and tell you, and I want to remind you and encourage you. You know, it's amazing to me at how many people say that they're saved, and yet they don't really care about the things of God.
Right.
They really don't excite them at all. In fact, I know that there's plenty that would say, why in the world am I going to go to church and sit and sweat and listen, my shirt, can you see it? I got a white shirt on. I'm soaked. Boy, praise the Lord. You know what? I was soaked yesterday. Jonathan wanted for his birthday. He wanted to go out to the farm and he wanted to shoot. And I think everything to Jonathan's a YouTube video. And he watches all these guys that shoot. And so he's like, Dad, we can get down and I brought my mat and we can lay down in the prone and we can shoot. And I was like, son, I'm not getting down on the ground. I'm past that. It's your birthday. You're 25. That puts me a lot older than 25. I'm not getting down and doing that. I don't need to get down there and do that. I can shoot from standing up and go fine. Amen. And yet we were out there just sweating. Sister Sarah, her and Jeremiah, well, for the most part, Jeremiah was under there. But we were underneath. They were under that canopy. And they were under. But you know what they were still doing? Sweating. It was uncomfortable. It was hot. And there's plenty that say, boy, you know, I'm thankful to be saved. I'm thankful for everything that God's done for me. But yet they do not care one little bit about remembering what He's done, that they could live for Him. I'm sorry. I might have to end up bringing my other mic out anyway. Anyway, praise the Lord. So Peter here through the Holy Spirit says, look, there's some things that we don't need to forget. You know why we have Memorial Day? To remember. We remember those that have paid for our freedom that we have in the United States. That we're able to come here today and celebrate our Savior and worship Him.
Amen.
May I tell you, that's a freedom that some countries don't have. They might be locked down. They might have it to where they're experiencing the same problems and the same issues that we're having. But yet they can't come to church and have service because they don't have that freedom. And we're remembering those. The old saying is that some or all have given some, but some have given all. I remember some of my friends that have died through service. And I'm thankful for the freedom and the life that they gave for that freedom that we have today. But may I tell you why we're here today? Is to remember these truths that God's going to show us through His Word.
Amen.
Because we're going to remember the one who paid the price for our freedom that we really have. I'm not talking about a free country. I'm talking about the liberty that I have as a child of God, the freedom that I have delivered from my sins. And so we're here to remember that freedom from the one who paid the price for all. Take your Bibles, hold your place in 2 Peter, but turn over to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look at verse number 14. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 14. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And so we look at the book of 2 Peter and we find four truths that I want us to look at today. Four truths. But I take us to verse number 9 because I want to use this phrase. In verse number 9 he says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten." I want us to think about that for a moment. Hath forgotten. Now I know you're going to say, "Preacher, that's not the rest of the verse." I know it's not, and we'll cover that in a minute. But I'd like to preach a message that I just simply titled, "I Have Not Forgotten." I have not forgotten. Notice, if you would, first of all, that I have not forgotten that I have a perfect Savior.
Amen.
Look, if you would, at verse number 1. At verse number 1, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Boy, I'm thankful for my Savior. Hold your place in 2 Peter. Look over the book of John. John chapter 3. I brought us to this passage as I was studying yesterday and writing this. Listen, I got up early. God had already given me the thought and the direction that we were to go. And I had this down on paper in no time. And I know you're going to say, "Preacher, I can tell it. There's only 2 pages. And boy, it's just nowhere." No, listen to me. God brought me to the place, and listen, my prayer has been the fact that we're out here and we're not just within the church and others can hear it. I want us to see from the most familiar verse in the Bible, in this passage, that I have a perfect Savior. I find in John chapter number 3, and verse number 14 is where I want us to start. In John 3 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, "that light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God." Notice this. I find here that I have not forgotten I have a perfect Savior when I'm sincere about my debt. When I'm sincere about my debt, you say, "Preacher, where in the world do you see that we have debt in that passage?" I find the fact that we are sinners, and because of sin, we all have a debt that we got to pay. When we're really sincere about our debt, go ahead and don't pay your mortgage for a month. You're fine for that month. They might call you, and especially right now, they're going to say, "Well, you've got COVID issues. We're not going to kick you out." Brother Duke's at work tonight. He's working nights right now. He's at work tonight, and he's going to be making power. And yet I know, because I had seen it on the news, where the power company won't shut off your power right now because of COVID. That doesn't mean that eventually you're not going to have to pay. You know why? Because Brother Duke's making the power today, and someone doesn't want to pay for it later down the road. Listen, Brother Duke already got paid for the power, so the power company's going to come after them to get their money what they paid Brother Duke to make the power. Amen? You understand how that works? May I tell you that you might not have to pay today, but there's a debt that you owe. And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. And there, every one of us is a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so when I'm sincere about my debt, I realize that I'm condemned already in verse number 18. You say, preacher, why am I condemned? Because we're a sinner.
Yes, sir.
Because we're guilty. And so we find that because of that sin, we need to be sincere about our debt. But then I also see that I have not forgotten that I have a perfect Savior when I see His death. In verse number 17, the Bible says, and God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world through Him might be saved. And you say, preacher, where do you see His death? That's the only way for salvation. Jesus came to die. You see, He couldn't save us without shedding His own blood. And so, that perfect Savior, that perfect Lamb of God, died on the cross of Calvary for me. He bare my sin. He paid my debt. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, when I see His death, I realize what a perfect Savior I have. But it doesn't stop there. You see, the Bible tells us there in John chapter 3 in verse number 17 that the world might be saved through Him. Means that He couldn't stay dead. It was the sacrifice. It was the death that He owed. But may I tell you that it was the fact that He didn't stay dead. So I find that I have not forgotten. I have a perfect Savior. Not only when I'm sincere about my debt and when I see His death, but when I'm secure in His deliverance. I'm secure in His deliverance. You say, preacher, where do you see that? Look over in John 3:36. God's desire was to save them. Look at verse 36 of that same chapter, the very last verse of that chapter. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. May I tell you that when we come to Jesus Christ and we trust Him to be our Savior, that we are eternally secure in Him. And that salvation that we have is in Him. And it's only through Him. And we find... Did I die? There we go. I got voice again. Amen. But we have a problem today. We want to have Him our way.
Yes, sir.
You'll never be secure in deliverance your way. You only receive it His way. You say, preacher, how's that? Well, that's where I want us to see Him, the second point. Look at verse 4 of our text in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, look at verse number 4. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Notice that I have not forgotten that I have a precious salvation. And so you say, preacher, how do I get this? I want Him to be my perfect Savior. Well, when He becomes your perfect Savior, you have a precious salvation. And it's only going to be through faith. In fact, the Bible calls it here in verse number 1, precious faith. Notice this. In verse number 1, He said, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And so we understand here that it's the faith that God gives that we have to get saved. You see, in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2, the Bible says that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. That means that we only have it because He gave it to us.
Amen.
And that's the only way that we can be saved is through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm telling you, there's people all across America that are dying, and not just from COVID-19, but they're dying across this world without Christ as their Savior because they're trusting in something that they've done, a church membership, a baptism, some good work, some nice person, and they're all without hope.
You're right. Amen.
And so I find that I haven't forgotten I have a precious salvation. I think as well about this faith. It's only through faith, and the faith that Jesus gives is the faith for salvation, first of all, but then I tell you, it's also a faith to grow. God's desire in us is not to stay as we are, but to grow. And that desire for us to grow, I think about, we've got two youngins here. They're both in suspenders because they're spiritual. Amen. Brother Scooter, we got two more spiritual. Amen. I was cheating today. I wore a pair that doesn't have the buttonholes for my suspenders. And so I didn't wear suspenders today, or I'd be spiritual with them. Amen. And they desire the sincere milk to keep them growing. I mean, honestly, that's what they do.
You haven't fed them steak yet, have you?
I said, ground it up real good.
If you'll grind it up real good, it'll be all right.
Make milk out of it. Pulse it down. No, they don't want no ribeye milk. Amen. They're not able to digest it yet. And yet we think about the growth. There's going to be a time where they're going to have some teeth. May I tell you, the teeth isn't to drink milk. Jeremiah, you got teeth? Yeah, he's got teeth. He doesn't drink a lot of milk. Nope. He drinks some, but not a lot. If we were to give him a bottle, well, he's not going to take it. And he's not going to just want milk. He said, preacher, what are you getting at? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, that as a newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. You see, it's the fact that we're to grow that faith. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. That means that He's going to grow it and keep perfecting it and keep multiplying it. Boy, I'm thankful that every time He does something, it grows, and it grows my faith.
Amen.
And so I find as well that I have not forgotten that I have a precious salvation. Not only is it through faith, precious faith, but it's with precious promises. We look here at our text in 2 Peter, in chapter number 1, and we understand in verse number 4, he says, whereby are given us, well, let me get my page to stay, unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I just began to think about those promises for a moment. Think about how sweet God really is. And what makes salvation so precious. Listen, I'm thankful that when I die, I'm not just going to go rot in a grave. That my soul is going to be in heaven forever with Him. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I have a home secure. But may I tell you that I don't have to wait until then to enjoy the precious promises of God.
Amen.
Do you understand how sweet it really is that we don't have to wait? And you know, people think that I'm going to pray a prayer now, and I'm going to attach this badge, and I'm going to carry it around and say, hello, I'm saved, and that's all the good it is for me. I've just got to carry this badge around. But yet, God gave us some promises. Now, let me tell you, first of all, why they're so great. It's not because man gave them. You say, preacher, what are you getting at? How many times have you received a promise and it wasn't what you thought it was going to be? There were some strings attached to it. There was some hiccups with it. I was enlisted in the military. Don't think that you better have it on paper and signed about 5 different times to even think that it was going to come true. But I look in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 13, the Bible says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. May I tell you, the name behind the exceeding great promises is what makes it so great.
Amen.
It's not the fact because man said that it's a great salvation. It's not because man said that there's great promises with it. It's because God said that there's great promises.
That's good. Amen.
And so I find as well what makes it so exceeding great is not just one. May I tell you, God only gave us one promise, and that's eternal life. Boy, it'd be a great salvation.
Yes, sir.
It'd be a great promise. But no, look. Now, I don't know. Maybe my Bible's got a typo there. But it doesn't say precious promise. It says precious promises.
Yes, sir.
We get hung up, and we think that God's only given a little, or that God can only supply a small amount. But may I tell you that this is plural. Now, I just kind of jotted some things down. I find that this promises is an abundant life, an eternal life, an indwelling of the Spirit. It's His provisions. It's His protection. It's His companionship. It's His return. And it's His exceeding great and precious promises. May I tell you that the supply house is open?
it's not just the fact that I get it right now. It's the fact that I get as everything I need and a whole lot of what I want. I'm being honest. If God only gave me what I needed, wouldn't we grumble more than we do? I'm serious. We grumble. Listen, I can't express it. How many times God blesses us with something and then we grumble about the blessing?
Amen.
God opens the door and He just opens the windows of heaven and it rains down. And then we complain because we got too much rain. Amen. If God gave us just what we needed, boy, we'd be complaining more than we are.
Yes, sir.
But I'm thankful He doesn't just give me what I need. He gives me a whole lot of what I want.
Yes, sir.
And so I find that I have not forgotten that I have a perfect Savior, that I have precious salvation. But I find as well that I have not forgotten that I've been purged from my sin. Notice, if you would, back over at verse number 9, our key verse for the service, if you would. Verse number 9, the Bible says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." Now, I think about this verse, and I began to meditate on it and just kind of contemplate a few things. And it began to stick out in my mind about the importance of being purged from our old sins. Well, first of all, we begin to think about removed from condemnation. You see, it was our old sins. That was the condemning part of our old nature. It was the fact that we were bound in sin, but we were also going to burn in sin. We were condemned to die. And that removing of it, you say, "Preacher, what's so important about removing of it?" You see, if I'm always looking back at my old sins and the condemnation that it held and trying to do something about those, I'd never move forward for the Lord. The Bible says there in verse number 9 that we're blind and we can't see afar off because we've forgotten that we've been purged from our old sins. We're purged from that condemnation. Listen to me. It's time that we'd move on from our past. It's time that we'd move on from what God's forgiven us for and just move forward for Him and just continue to live for Him.
Amen.
In a manner that's going to be pleasing and bring glory to Him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I look here. I think about how great it is that we can see afar off because I'm not worried about what's trailing behind me. Because I've been purged from sin. But not just sin. Old sin. So I think about the cleansing. I'm removed by cleansing. That's what purge means. I want to give you the definition for it. Purge means purified, cleansed, evacuated. Now I want you to think about this for a moment with this idea of being purified and cleansed. And in Ephesians chapter number 4, the Bible describes to us about the old man and the new man. Describes to us about how the old man and that old life and that old conversation, he would walk in the ways of the world. He would walk in the lust thereof. But the new man that's to be put on in the likeness of God and the likeness of Christ was to walk in new light. Ephesians tells us several times in the book that we're children of the light and walk as children of the light. And so I look at that cleansing. Boy, I'm thankful. On, I guess it was Friday night. Friday afternoon, finally got my parts for my truck. And I don't know how many people have ever tried to siphon transmission fluid into a transfer case that's underneath the truck. It's not fun. Just share, it's not fun. And it was an empty transfer case, completely empty. And it wasn't fun getting it back up in there. Sister Sarah had to climb under there with me, and I had her lift it up for me. Well, she at least was the one that held the jack and was pumping it up to where I could get under it and push it up and over and get it back up there. And we're siphoning this transmission fluid. Now, I am one of little patience when it comes to siphoning transmission fluid. It's not fun. It goes everywhere. And the little siphon bulb thing that I have, I used to have one that was a pump. And it worked pretty decent. You could pump it and it would actually flow. Yeah, not this one. Same container, different primer. And so I had got that, and I've got it hooked up, and, well, it's not flowing from where I had it. And so I've got Sister Sarah out there, and she's holding it. She's holding the gallon jug of it, and she's got it up high enough that I can get it to flow. And you want to talk about take forever. She's like, how much has got to go in here? I was like, most of the container. She's like, yeah, it's flowing, but it's really slow. And then the hose had come disconnected or something had happened, and you just had fluid everywhere. And when I'm putting the transmission or the transfer case back up and trying to get it over, there's fluid on the ground, and boy, I'm just covered in it. You know the one thing I look forward to? You say, preacher, being done. No. A shower. I was like, boy, I want to, you know, because when you get oil soaked, I've never been tar and feather. But I've been hydraulic fluid or transmission fluid and sanded. And, you know, it's one of those that when you wash your hair, you got to wash it like 5 times to get all the grit out of it. It was miserable. You know how important it is that God's cleansed us from our old sins?
Amen.
They're not on us anymore. Why wouldn't we want to walk in that newness of life? I think about this definition. Purge is to be cleansed, but it's also to be purified, but it's also to be evacuated. Say, preacher, what's so important about being evacuated? Well, it's when the old is taken out and put in a new place. It's when we're lifted out of the old sand and we're placed on the solid rock.
Amen.
Listen, it's important to realize that we've been purged from the old condemnation, but we've been purged in the point that we're cleansed and we're lifted up out of that old miry clay and we're placed over here off that sinking sand and we're placed clean on the solid rock of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I'm thankful I have not forgotten that my old sins don't sit on me anymore. But I'm thankful I have not forgotten that I have a permanent scripture that I can go back and I can enjoy time and time again. Look, if you would, at verse number 12, and I want us to actually read the rest of this chapter. And I know you're going to say, preacher, that's more reading than I've done in a while. That's all right. It's good for you. Look at verse number 12 again. He says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though ye know them, isn't that important? You already know them. But I'm just going to remind you again. He says, and be established in the present truth. Present, right now. Remember it right now. Tomorrow you're going to need to be reminded again. Remember it right now. Why do we have the Word of God? It's not so we can only have it on a Sunday and a Wednesday. It's not so that we can just be reminded every once in a while on a Memorial Day, an Easter, or a Christmas. It's so that we can have the permanency of God all the time. It's present truth. He goes on. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that I shortly must put off my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from Him, from the excellent Lord, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. That's speaking about the Mount of Transfiguration. Verse number 19. For we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto the light, a light that shineth in dark place, unto the day of dawn, or the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so I want you to see here that I have not forgotten. I have the permanent Scripture. It's established through His truth. I love the fact that God had Peter pinned down that you're not following Peter. You know, I know some religions out there today that are following Peter. They look at Peter as the top of the priesthood. I'm thankful that he's not my high priest. I have a high priest that's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful that I have a high priest that's forever because it's His Word. Oh, by the way, He is the Word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm thankful that I have the permanent Scripture. I'm going to throw this thing away. Amen. I'm thankful that I have the permanent Scripture. I'm thankful that it's not some man's concoction, that I'm not following some fables or man's invention. But then I think as well, through the Word of God here, that I have the truth. That I have the truth, and I've experienced His touch. His touch through the Word of God. His touch through the Word of God. Notice this. Peter said that he was eyewitnesses in verse number 16, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. And I know you're going to say, Preacher, I don't know how I can be an eyewitness to Him. But may I tell you that we are eyewitnesses of the truth. We're eyewitnesses of what Jesus has done. A soul that's saved is the greatest testimony of the power of God because there's a change that takes place
Amen.
In the life.
You're right.
May I tell you that we're eyewitnesses to the truth of the Word of God. You say, Preacher, I don't know how that applies. Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. May I tell you that I know I've experienced His touch. I know the old song. They ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Oh, I think about there's a song that the Rochesters sing. They have their little kids singing it. And they had said that you can't tell me that I'm not saved. And when someone asked me, how do you know that you're saved? Because I was there.
Amen.
Because I was there. Listen, I am an eyewitness to the changed life that salvation brings through the truth of this book.
Amen.
And I know there's some that would say, that, Preacher, you don't know that that's true. Or bits and pieces. I think about the little boy that had went to school. And his teacher was teaching about whales. And she had said how whales have a little mouth. And the boy stands up and he says, but the whale swallowed Jonah. And she said, how do you know? And he said, because the Bible says so. And she goes, and he adds on and he says, and when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask. And she goes, what if he's not there? The little boy responds, then you ask. Listen, I'm thankful to know you don't have to believe the Bible. But I choose to.
Amen.
Because I know it's the Word of God. I've seen its power. I've seen the effect.
Yes, sir. You're right.
I've experienced the touch of God through the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
My dear friend, I don't know where you are today. I know we haven't met as a church, and I know we don't have an altar, but I am going to play a song. I'm going to have a time of offer or invitation and just give you an opportunity. Maybe it's the fact that you just bow your head and pray right where you are. Whatever the need, I encourage you to just seek the Lord. Maybe there's some things that we've forgotten. We're a forgetful people. I know we're a needy people, but we're really a forgetful people,
sir.
We forget how good God is. We forgot that we have a perfect Savior. Don't tell me that there's not times that you forget how good God is.
Yes, sir.
We forgot how precious our salvation is and the price that was paid for. We forget about the precious promises that God gives because we forget that we're purged from our past sins. But then we forget that we have the permanent Scripture with us. Say, Preacher, what's so important about the permanent Scripture? I can be reminded. When I forget, I can be reminded. You're willing and able, let's stand. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon this service. I pray that you just touch this invitation, use it to your glory, and praise the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
out of your eyes. And just pop your clothes.
I know we have the COVID going on. I know that we have some issues. Say, Rachel, we got social distancing. Oh, my dear friend, I don't care about a COVID when it comes to a soul. You're here today, you need to be saved. There's not a greater need in your life. You're here today, you say, preacher, I know I'm saved. I'm a child of God. Have you forgotten some things? I don't use the term things very loosely, but that's how Peter described it. He said, I want to remind you of some things. I believe we've seen four truths today that we all forget how good God is. We forget how much God's really done just to bring us salvation. But yet He gives us precious and exceeding promises, great promises. Dismissed in prayer. I know it's warm, but I think we're all right. I think we'll be all right. And we'll get some hand fans for those that need them and want them. And we'll sweat a little bit. And we're able to still have service and still come together. Don't forget, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, we'll still have it online. We'll be live. And you'll be able to tune in. In fact, we went today. Been in a live service. Just didn't know it. This was recorded before a live studio audience. Amen. And I've been part of it. And I'm thankful for you coming out and being a part of it. And bear with us as we kind of get things back and trying to go, trying to be wise. I know I'd mentioned it before. I've got a couple missionaries. I'm not sure which one it was that had said it, but that it's not persecution. This is precautions. I don't want to preach a funeral. We had to come back to church now. All right, so just be wise with it. Use good hygiene. I think some good. It's always good to wash your hands. I think that's just kind of common sense anyway. Don't put your finger up your nose and then shake someone's hand. It's another good one. And just be wise with it. So pray for safety for one another as well. I do ask you to pray for Brother Ford. He is on his way down this direction. His mom is in a rehab in Lyons. Not sure what all's going on there. He's not even all sure. He just called me this morning. They were having service today, and then he's traveling this way with a couple from his church and part of it. So do pray for him. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Dan Edens, he had surgery yesterday for repair a valve, and just talked to his wife on the way over here, and he's in a lot of pain, and he's up there with no family, and so if you could just like pray for him too, Danny.
Also, I know the pastor at Vision Baptist Church that we support, a couple of the missionaries, Brother Mark Coffey and Brother Will Hill, he has COVID-19 right now. He's in ICU, has pneumonia, and then of course the COVID itself. So do pray for him as well. Austin Gardner is his name. Anyone else? Brother Stephen, if you would close this prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come to your house today. Father, together with our family again, Lord, we just thank you for it. Lord, I do pray for these ones in need, Brother Fort, Lord, whatever the need may be with his mother. Pray you'd give him traveling mercies, Lord, as he travels down this way, Lord. I pray for Brother Eden, Lord, in this the pain that he's having from the procedures, Lord. I pray that it would be the pain would go away, subside, Lord, and I pray that you'd give him a full recovery. Lord, I pray for this pastor, Lord, that's got this pneumonia and this terrible virus, Lord. I pray that you'd touch in his body, and Lord, that he'd be able to stand and lead his flock, Lord. I'm thankful for our pastor, Lord, and his continuing to stand and feed us, Lord, through these trying times, Lord. We love you, that perfect Savior, Lord, and how often we forget. Lord, I'm thankful you brought it to remembrance again how great you are, Lord. Father, I pray that we just be found faithful in serving you, Lord, and that you might forgive us the times we do fail you. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, hey, you know what?